This is IPO Charlotte from WFAE News. I'm Mark Rumsey. One reason for the Charlotte area's rapid growth is the arrival of immigrants, especially from Latin America. Many are lured here by the promise of steady work, and Latino labor helps fill the demand for workers in construction and other jobs. To many Charlotteans, immigrants are just nameless faces sharing the roads or checkout line. And many immigrants choose to keep a low profile because of their legal status. In today's segment of IPO Charlotte, WFAE's Simone Orendine introduces us to one native of South America who now calls Charlotte home.
Rosa is a dedicated volunteer at her church near South Charlotte. Rosa is not her real name. The Petite Colombian is filled with energy as she leads a weekly discussion with area Hispanics on what it means to be Catholic. Who is God, Rosa asks. How is he present in my life? This is a question Rosa asks herself often. She says knowing the answer is what keeps her grounded in a life filled with much uncertainty.
Life in the U.S. is very hard. Although working can get you material things, but life is hard because it's so lonely. It's difficult.
Especially when you don't have papers. Rosa is one of the estimated 58,000 illegal immigrants in Mecklenburg County. That number includes all immigrant groups and comes from the Charlotte Mayor's Immigration Study Commission. Rosa came to the U.S. from Colombia to vacation with her children nearly 8 years ago. At 43, Rosa was separated from her husband. Her son sustained a bullet wound as a student activist against guerrilla fighters, and she was in desperate need of a change.
I always hoped that soon I'd be back with my husband, that soon I would have my marriage back. After 6 years, I said, I'll be in the U.S., I'll be here. And I came not to see if I could get another husband, but to see if I could start another chapter of my life.
When the 15-day vacation in Miami was up, Rosa stayed with her minor son to try to get work. She sent her daughter home to finish her studies. Maria would eventually return to pursue a master's. Rosa cleaned offices at night. 8 months and a couple of expired visas later, she came to Charlotte.
Someone told me about this city. He told me it has a lot of work. It's small. It's growing. I came for that.
But she gave up a lot to do what she does now, babysit. Rosa has a degree in business administration. She was a partner at a medical supply company in Colombia. Rosa misses her 7 siblings back home. With the fragile economy and drug trafficking there, she says she wouldn't even be able to get babysitting work. In Charlotte, Rosa spent 5 years doing administrative work for Hispanic clients at 2 job agencies. She says one of the reasons she left was she never got a work permit that was promised to her. Rosa suffered the fate of many illegal immigrants. She was duped by someone she thought was an immigration attorney. He charged her $3,000 to get working papers that never materialized.
I would like to have papers. I'd like to be legal in this country. First of all, to study. If I had a social security card, I could go to CPCC.
Then Rosa says she wouldn't have to pay international student rates. At times, the babysitting hours barely pay the rent. But with savings, there's enough to help pay for her daughter Maria's master's. At the end of a long day at school, Maria is sitting at her laptop chatting with friends from around the world. She worked in public administration before coming a year and a half ago on a student visa. Apart from being here for her mother, Maria sees a lot of opportunity. She says Charlotte has so much room to grow. She hopes to work in the private sector for a multinational company here. Her brother took voluntary deportation to Colombia after 28 days in federal jail, following a failed request for asylum. Rosa says the case was mishandled by the same alleged lawyer who was supposed to help her get her working visa.
Ciao, folks.
Maria and her boyfriend say their goodbyes before going out for the night. It's a typical evening at Rosa's home in a quiet apartment complex.
After dinner, I always watch the soap opera when I'm here. It's the only form of entertainment there is.
The rest of the time, Rosa is at church helping undocumented folks get their accounts in order, helping an elderly American neighbor, and working. Most of it done under a cloud of fear.
You live in your car and you don't know if you are going to be pulled over and searched for papers. My visa is expired. My passport is expired. Thank God I have a driver's license that's good until 2011.
It's almost a year since the Mecklenburg County Sheriff's Office got federal jurisdiction to process certain undocumented immigrants for deportation. So far, there have been more than 1,500 deportations processed. In the midst of this charged atmosphere between both sides of the illegal immigration debate, Rosa longs for the comfort of family back in Colombia.
But worse than the distance from home, this is a cage of gold. You are fenced in. Look, I don't have much, not too many luxuries, but I'm alive. I have a car and a good apartment. Most of all, I serve the community and I have much satisfaction.
Research commissioned by the Urban Institute at UNC Charlotte indicates in 2005 there are about 139,000 Hispanics in the region. The 2005 U.S. Census says there were almost 55,000 Hispanics in Mecklenburg County. The Latin American Coalition's Angeles Ortega-Moore estimates the real figure in Mecklenburg is about 78,000. The Hispanic Advocate says 1,000 arrive every year. Those in the Latino community say as long as there's work, people will come, with papers or not. And in growing Charlotte, the work is plentiful. For WFAE News, I'm Simone Orendain.
Next time on IPO Charlotte, the language barrier between native Charlatteans and newcomers, even when everyone speaks English.
When the Northerners move down, you talk to them, they look at you like you're crazy.
What longtime Charlatteans think about all the new residents. Join us for IPO Charlotte next Thursday during Morning Edition on WFAE.